No, we don't think you're very tall in Fifth Catherine, but Jimmy's a great call at the top of Niceburg. Great call, their name at. Jimmy's a great call, their name at. What are you going to do?
This is the book of the generations of Adam in the day that Elohim created man. In the likeness of Elohim made he him. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam.
And he called their name Adam.
That's right.
Called their name Adam. That's the man and with the woman in.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
Now, the man was part of all this. Is that right?
Yes.
Put the vowel in there. Now, what is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
That's the masculine portion of the name Yahweh.
That's the masculine portion of the name Yahweh. That's the masculine portion. Put the E in there. That's Yahweh. Now, if you were putting the data, J. Now what you've got just exactly that. You got the woman for the man.
And it was her.
Right. See, now you do this. Put the E in here, in the masculine part. See, then you got the woman. See, you got the woman before the man. That didn't happen. Now look, folks. This is hard to say. Hard to understand, too. Hard to be other. If you take these things, and what we do go by, and that's why we don't make mistakes. You may think so. You may think that we made a whole lot of mistakes, and we have. Because after that, when it does, you really don't. You're the weirdest one.
That's right.
Because you can't get nothing
else. That's right.
You can't hear about God. He just doesn't understand. But now look. Yahweh calls the deep things to fall on that man. Is that right?
That's
right. And he went to his side. And he went to his side. Is that right? And he went into his side. Is that right? Now look. You wouldn't think that this is a nigga deal. He told Noah to build a house. Put the door in the side.
Yeah.
That's the only way you can get to the top. Right?
Right.
Now, when you ask a lot of the child is hanging out on the forehead, hanging out, into the side. Don't you put it in the side. You're going to put it on the outside. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that deep seat to fall on the ground. Now, here's what I'm trying to say. See, now you can just say, all you want, you can get hold of it. But they've been taught that lie so long. See, they want everybody to believe that they're right and know what they're talking about. And there's no gay, and what no gay, and no land. They don't even know where the gay comes from. You see what I mean? Most people don't. See, I'll tell you something about where it comes from. If you want me to.
Go ahead.
Real quick. You know, a gay. That's courage. Is that right?
Yeah.
You say that right?
Yeah.
Well, now Cain, he was a tiller of the soil. Is that right?
Yeah.
And Abel, he was a tender of sheep.
Right.
Is that right? And so is Matt. His step. Is that right?
Yeah.
Courage to rescue a sheep. Now, if you take that courage, see, and set it up this way. See, Lord, Lord, this way. Down here. What have you got?
J.
Huh?
J.
You got a J.
Yes.
Okay, if you take the same thing, turn it around a little bit, and come around this way, what do you got?
Six.
You got a six. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Turn it up the other way.
Nine.
Okay, you got a nine. Revelation 3:18.
Six.
You got a K come from? Now, when Joshua took the children out of Israel on the top, back over the new desert, That's God. The name is in the heart of the person. He took the golden buck and had the man. Had him on the cross. What are you doing that for? Didn't the manna come from heaven?
Right.
Didn't he say that he would rule all nations with a rod of iron?
Right.
Yes.
Is that right?
Right.
Didn't he say, I am that bread which came down from heaven?
Right. Yes.
He just came and back away from brought into the cycle.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You see? They didn't know where it came from. Now, get to see. The Revelation 3 is
13 inches.
Have it right here on the top. That's the man. Well, that's the
cast
out here. On down to the earth. See? And his number is 666. Adam was the earth. So now he's cast out to the earth, and his number is 666. Roman Catholic Church. See, if you take Big Cog, now listen, if you take Big Cog, city of here, that's that. See, and then if you put it down like this, B equals 5, 1 equals 1, C stands for 100, and so forth and so on. In Big Cog, that's one of them. City is another. Here is another. And you have
666.
Now, I brought that from this time. The Roman Catholic Church and Judaism, and also that's all they're doing. They ain't doing a thing, but that the nun and Yahshua and Messiah come into the world and fulfill all their prime orders and move them out of the way so you can walk out through the pit. They ain't doing nothing but falling the dead. In the reestablishment of prime order.
Yeah.
I show you in red that it was the will of the Father that he take us away to the first. There is no prime order.
That's right.
The second side of the church is made tonight. Praying all through your prayer, you didn't like that thing. You will get it. When also you are with me, then through the operation of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
There's nothing natural that needs to be faith.
Right.
He's always telling out his prophecy, just like he promised to do. Say, folks, did you ever stop to think that whenever Yahweh says something, if you believe it, what he says, if that's obedience, it's better than being sacrificed. If you just believe it, Yahweh. Will carry out his promise as he said he did. There's not enough devil in hell to keep you from being saved.
Right.
I don't care if you haven't been baptized, circumcised, or had to eat or what.
Right.
I'm not giving you two things. Now, this, folks, in conclusion, I want to bring it right down so you can see what I'm talking about. This is a great deep mystery. See, I did not like that, by the way. And everything I said here tonight, and you can't believe you can go by that, and never read, whether it's any part of all, never read home. See? Or no Gentile. Yahweh brought me in by faith, according to the way he made the promise to Abraham. And it's by faith that he brought. The Jews, too, he doesn't in fact just come to all, nothing which is to say. Yahshua the Messiah, come and say it, and he comes to fulfill. And move them out of the way. Is that right? Right. 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 Go to Luke 24 and 25. And read that. I want you to see what's going on. And I've got a question, so I want to ask you. Now, he said he comes to fulfill. Is that right?
Right.
And if he comes to institute, he said, I want to know why he didn't tell me first.
Right.
Read it.
And he said unto them, and he said unto them, these are the words which I speak unto you while I was dead.
Now, see, I would go over in the 16th chapter of Matthew and show you the words.
Right.
He said, now these are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you.
No, no, ain't right there with him now. Now, that's where we can't see.
Yeah. See, it's going to run right through this. Yeah, that's all. He said, these are the words which I speak unto you while I was yet with you. Aren't you with me now? See, our kind of mind won't let us see that. No, he wasn't in the right thing. He wasn't with him. But those were the words that he could take by him to get with him.
Right. These are the words that I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled.
Not just up here, up here. That all things must be fulfilled. Did you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is to do.
Right.
All things must be fulfilled, not instituted.
All
right.
That all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses,
which were written in the law of Moses,
and in the prophets,
and in the prophets,
and in the Psalms,
and in the Psalms,
concerning me.
Concerning me. He gone.
Then open.
Now, just a minute. Now, here's where our problem comes.
Then open he their understanding.
Then open he their understanding. Now here they are, they done followed him all around over the Palestinians and Judea and him. They had him. And they didn't know what he was doing. They didn't know what he was doing. They didn't know, and yet still he's got it.
Yeah, right.
See? See? He walked to the disciples' feet. He said, you don't know what I'm doing. You may tell me that you don't know what I'm doing, and I'm looking at you watching me. You don't know what I mean. They got
refused
that.
Yeah.
They said, you shall go here. They didn't know that that was the word of Yahweh. Mm-hmm. Washing the feet. Which was the washing of regeneration. Which Holy Spirit was that. They didn't realize that. They didn't realize that. You see that now?
Yeah.
And all things that is written in the law of Moses and then the Father had to be fulfilled. Is that right? Now here's what I want to ask you. If he was instituting something back then, now remember he died. I said on the cross. See, he doesn't let us from the dead. He died out on the cross. This night, they took him down off the cross and laid him in the grave. Translated in Hebrew, sure. They and in hell. Now he died. Where's the hell? Who's delivered to the captive in distress? Now if he was instituting Lord's Supper, and if he's instituting Christian water baptism, why in the hell didn't he tell
him? Okay.
Now the truth of you, and what he told him on earth, what he told the captain in this back, his body was there.
Yeah.
See? After his resurrection, many of them slept in the dust of the earth, rolled in their own empty room.
Yeah.
In Matthew 27:52.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What he was doing with them. Say, Paul, that was Yahweh out here in the Father, incarnated in a physical body.
Yeah.
Walking around the moon of creation. You see, he knew what he was doing. It's not without an old part of mine. We don't understand the purpose of God. And we're trying to work out our own soul power. You see what I'm talking about? And we just don't understand the purpose of Yahweh. Yahweh's doing the whole job for us. And now that's what we got to be. You see what I'm talking about? You can't save yourself. There we hang out on the cross. They said to him, you can be saved, brother. Yourself, yourself, you can't save. He's good. Read my scripture. Thought he was coming to the world. Yes, he did save, but he
could save himself.
So that's what he's coming over to do with that. Now you understand.
Yeah.
Now if you study over what I have said to you thus far, you'll find yourself exactly like I told you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just that piece of meat.
The other day when I was here, I...
Please speak up, please. We can't
hear.
I was
here.
Making the fear of the
resurrection. Thank me about 2 days after burning God. You saved me in a necessary way. In the information.
Well, sir. Just a minute. It do not calculate with Yahweh. Time as you do with me. Now let's make that real clear. Now he told that. And then he got it. The day he ate the fruit of the tree, he was surely die. Is that right?
Yeah.
And Adam partaken of the fruit of the tree. See? He did die in his consciousness. See? But he lived 930 years. Now we're going to face that on the same basis of time about the resurrection and so forth and so on. Remember that this is the Lord hanging out there on the cross. Remember that, don't forget that. And you count 12 hours in the day. 12 hours with man, that's right. Well, 24 hours. That's
about three more minutes.
2 more minutes. Now, but you see, it was not with the man. It was with Yah. The man lived 930 years. And it was going to be like he would say, the day that he ate the fruit of the tree and got 12 hours, that man would die and went to the cemetery that same day. But Yah wouldn't count that. Now, the day that he's crucified out there, you see, that was a day known only to him. You understand? Mankind just didn't understand any more so than he understood that back then.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Well, that's the way it is, because that is the law. And it's known only to him. See, if it was me and count like I count, see, then I would say it'd be been dead back then, wouldn't you? And put hook your cat out. But that's not the way it is.
Right. That's right.
You see? That's because that's him. And the Zechariah said that not him does the same too. Over there anyway. I believe they said, says the sun went on down at noonday. Yeah, and Ambassador Collins said that Yahshua the Messiah, or Jesus Christ, raised from the dead Sabbath afternoon. I got a question to ask you. Did you ever see the sun rise in the afternoon of anything?
No.
No, it just don't make sense. Say, listen, if you see me just for one more second, I want to bring this one out, because it definitely is important. It's one of the most important things that I could say and do in my life. Now, there's people that don't believe that Yahshua the Messiah died and resurrected from the dead. They don't believe it. A lot of people. But now in the first chapter of Romans, in the 18th verse, it says that the invisible things of him. Now listen, from the creation of the world, clearly seen, being understood by the things God made, even these eternal power.
No,
is that right?
Yes.
Now look here. This is what I'm going to say. See, this son, Adam, the third chapter, the last verse says Adam was the son of Yahweh. When Adam was driven out of God, that son in the field of heaven, this son was driven out. They came down together.
Is that right?
Yeah. Now, Joshua the Messiah was crucified out here. We, the son of God, and the son, and you're still there. You went on down to the moon day. See, now, then wouldn't be ours like we would. You see what I'm talking about? And darkness was upon the face of the deep, from the sixth to the ninth hour. Is that right?
Yeah.
And the darkness is called night, and the light is called day.
Yeah.
See? The choice of day with him, known only to God. And not as we would count it in our Lord. You see? And he said that in Matthew 12, 4. He said this. That Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the fish. Even till the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the fish, the heart of the earth. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Now look, when he took Jonah and threw him overboard, that fish instantaneously followed him, swallowed him up. And he was in the belly of that fish until that third day. Is that right?
Yeah.
And that he was obscured from the sun, or anything,
right,
in the belly of that fish. And then he spit out on dry land.
Right.
And he was in the heart of the earth, just like Jonah was in the belly of the fish. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So far, counting hours and days in certain times, like we would count with Yahweh, no, it is not like that. You see, that was him, that was Yahweh, and that's why he was hung out there on the cross. You see what I mean? So he was in there. He was crucified on a Friday. And then he laid in the grave. What did he lay out there in the grave for? See? To remove the Sabbath. John the Baptist. And then buried him on the first day of the week. Well, that's the 30th day. Is that right? He rose from the dead. Is that right? Now they went down together and they come up together. You had to lay in there and move a thing in another. Now here, here's what I want to say to you. Here this morning, to bring the thing up to date. This morning, the sun rose out there. And it rose and it risen. Zenith stayed over here. Is that right? I mean today. Whatever the thing is. Is that right? And it went on down, which we call sunset. So he arose from the dead, ascended on into heaven, is that right? And sit down, the sun down, at the right hand of the Father.
Right.
I mean it today. So when he moved the law, all the time on, that we might walk in the Spirit, just the spiritual age and dispensation of time, nothing natural in it. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Now, then, not only that, but folks, flesh and blood in the kingdom, we're in the kingdom, it translated us into the kingdom. But now, flesh and blood just doesn't mean here at the kingdom. There's nobody in this building here in the kingdom. There's no faithful man in the kingdom. Everything's a whole thing. All right, what's up? This is a
business meeting from 7 to 8 p.m. All members are asked to be present.